And the talk, mostly on Friday, was the after effects of the release of the Tubbs Fire report by Cal Fire. Now, most people have had a chance to read it or digest it or both, and that includes Assemblyman Jim Wood. And Assemblyman Wood is with us this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you along. And first, of course, I'll ask you the question I ask everyone. What was your first reaction when you found out that Cal Fire did not hold PG&E responsible for the Tubbs Fire?
I was pretty surprised, quite frankly. I think the longer this went on, we obviously knew the circumstances were pretty complicated, and I don't think I'm alone thinking this, but I think a lot of us thought there might have been multiple parties potentially responsible, and guess it just didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, it didn't turn out that way. So consequently, there's a lot of shuffling and reshuffling among many parties. And my question to you, Assemblyman Wood, is what is Sacramento doing at this moment in terms of trying to reconfigure our utility?
Well, that's a great question, and I think some of that may become apparent, at least to a certain degree, on Wednesday. There is an oversight hearing with the Public Utilities Commission here in the Capitol, and I think we're going to have some pretty hard questions for the PUC and how we deal with these issues going forward.
Yeah, because even though no responsibility for PG&E in the Tubbs Fire, we're still talking about billions of dollars of potential liability based on other fires and other Cal Fire reports. And so the utility is still in trouble. And I asked this of Senator McGuire on Friday. I'll ask you too. Are there any alternatives to PG&E being discussed in serious measure in Sacramento?
Alternatives in, I'm not sure exactly what you mean.
I mean any other option aside from that company
being
in charge of our utilities.
You know, there's been a chatter certainly about, you know, should this company be broken up? Should we be looking at a state-run utility? A variety of different things have come to the surface. But really, at this point, a lot of that is kind of early in the year talk, and it's a little hard to say at this point. You know, PG&E provides electricity to 40%, gas and electricity to 40% of Californians, and that's a huge, huge number, 16 million people. And clearly, a lot of things are not going well and haven't been going well for a long, long time, and change needs to happen.
And Assemblyman Wood, at what point during this whole conversation would we, the consumers, have an idea about what it's going to cost us?
Well, I think you're going to see, I think we will, regardless of whether, you know, PG&E ultimately follows through on their bankruptcy. I haven't heard anything this morning, although it's only 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But regardless, we're going to see some sort of rate increases as consumers, as PG&E does the things they need to do to better protect consumers from fires. And so that cost for some of these activities, it will be passed on to the consumer. And so we will see rate increases there. But if they do go into a full-blown bankruptcy, the rate increases will be even more significant. And so, you know, we get hit from the fires and then we get hit from the rate increases. And it's really, really frustrating.
And we keep hearing so much about the model of San Diego and its utility company and the kinds of changes that that company made. Is that can that model be transferred to PG&E?
That would be a great start, quite frankly, and that's part of what we were, you know, pushing for in SB 901, you know, to try to force the PUC, to force the utility to come up with significant plans to make things safer for us. And when we saw and understand what San Diego Gas and Electric has done over the last several years, it's remarkable, and there is technology there that can be used, and we need to do more of that. I hope that as the PUC pushes forward and with our process we set forward, that those are the kinds of plans that emerge.
And another question for you. I think this is, you know, certainly in your wheelhouse. It has been your rallying cry for a long time now. Now that the Tubbs Fire Report is out and we've got that under our belt, can we get back to the main consideration moving forward, which has to do with forest and vegetation management?
I sure hope so. And, I think that's another question I'm going to have for the PUC on Wednesday is, okay, so where's the urgency to move forward on what we want to do here? Certainly this is on the radar of the governor, and I'm happy to see that he's engaged in this. And it's certainly a part of what we plan to do this year, pushing forward with a bill, AB 38, which will help to create regional, statewide and regional councils on fire preparedness and prevention, to get the money out there to the people that need it to better protect their property.
And as a state legislator, Jim, what effect, if any, would PG&E declaring bankruptcy have on your work?
It certainly makes it more frustrating and difficult. I think that I don't think that people really understand, and count me in this camp of people that has been really angry at PG&E for a very long time and certainly want to see them pay. But I don't think a lot of people really realize the ramifications of bankruptcy. And ironically, it's the consumer who will pay through this. And we've been through this dance before with PG&E, and they emerged and grew under their efforts over the years, and so it is frustrating, and it's very complicated, and I think there will be a lot of continued frustration and anger over PG&E for years to come.
And change at the top of the California PUC, will that make a difference?
We'll see if that happens. I have been pretty vocal about my concern over the lack of urgency that the PUC seems to be showing for things. You know, one of the missions that they have is safety, environmental safety, safety for consumers, and a reliable, reasonable cost utility for consumers. And, I'm going to ask them. So if you had to grade yourself based on your mission, what would it be? Because I know what I'd give you. It's not a very good grade.
Well, all eyes will be watching Sacramento as we watch the PG&E saga continue to unfold. Assemblyman Wood, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
That is Assemblyman Jim Wood talking about what the latest measures are, the next measures, I should say, in terms of PG&E, the potential bankruptcy, and California's well-being ahead of the fire season.